We live in a community with people, locals and visitors, and our needs and backgrounds are unique. Actions we take as individuals affect our community's health as a whole. Alongside leaders in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties, App Healthcare asks you to show your love when interacting with our community. When you're out, show your love by practicing the 3 W's. Wear a face covering, wash your hands, and wait 6 feet from others. Together, we can keep our communities safe and open for locals and visitors. Show your love and show our communities are strongest when we stand together.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Hey, pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us as always as we get ready to head into a busy holiday weekend. We hope you and yours have a safe and responsible time celebrating the 4th of July, making sure that you keep in mind those 3 W's, wear your mask, wait 6 feet from others, wash your hands as you are around people and out in public this weekend. Of course, we've got a lot on the line here throughout the month of July. Some encouraging information came yesterday from North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper saying that the state is committed to doing whatever they can to get school kids back in the classroom coming up this fall. Certainly, there are some benchmarks that the state still needs to see in terms of progression with COVID-19 related cases, and they will take some time to see if they can reach those benchmarks as well as continue to get buy-in from educators and staff members across school districts from all over the state in making sure that whatever plan they do roll out is effective. But good news to hear that those conversations are continuing with a goal of having kids back in classrooms. Of course, that means not only a lot to us all as individuals, getting our children back in school and getting them in a more appropriate environment to learn. It also means a lot from this county in particular in the fact that Watauga County Schools is one of the top five employers here. So a lot of folks and their jobs tied to this decision and in making sure that that is a safe and responsible one. So we'll continue to update you on that front as we get more information. Of course, we've got a great program for you again today. We've got the rare opportunity to bring the title sponsor of the program on with us. James Milner and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate have been sponsoring this program for the last several months, allowing us to continue to bring you information that is relevant to the COVID-19 response, relevant to the business community, to the forefront each and every week. So because he pays the bills, James gets to be on the show. And we will have him on after the break and get some insight about some commercial real estate developments that are going on here in the community, just how that particular aspect of our community has been impacted by COVID-19 and what may be on the horizon. Some really good information coming from James about what you should prepare for should you be looking at commercial space, or even what you should prepare for if you are in a business setting currently and need to have a conversation with your landlord about rent relief or about something related to some of the revenue discrepancies and disparities that we have seen because of the COVID-19 pandemic and its an effect on our economy. So make sure that you get a pencil and a piece of paper, get ready to jot down some information here, because I think James will have some good things for you to consider moving forward in a variety of different ways. We'll take a time out. When we come back, James Milner, the president and CEO of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, joins us here on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you as always by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce with said good friend from Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. James Milner gets to sponsor the program. He gets to appear as a guest here today, as we mentioned before the break. So James, welcome in to Mind Your Business, and thanks for all you do to keep this program on the airwaves here and keeping people up to date on the business scene here in the High Country.
My pleasure to be with you this morning.
So as a commercial real estate broker, give us an idea of what your life has been like in the COVID-19 era. How has your industry changed, if at all, here in these last few months?
Well, I think it's important to note that real estate as a service was deemed essential by the governor when COVID first came about. So for me personally, life didn't change much. Wanted to really start thinking about what are the impacts from the commercial real estate side of things. It really wasn't until things got a little deeper, a little more time, that we started seeing the impacts, most importantly on our friends in the restaurant industry, or is probably the one segment that I was most concerned about from the beginning and continue to be concerned about. But we're just trying to keep up, you know, throughout COVID, was trying to keep up with clients, customers, landlords, tenants, and figure out if they're open, close, and then start having that conversation that was happening on a more national level of rent relief. You know, what do landlords and tenants need to do working together to figure out their rent relief, if any was even going to be given. So tried to field as many questions and calls that I could and continue to stay up to date with trends in that capacity.
Sure. And you know, people understand what it is you do when they hear the commercial, but maybe explain for folks what a firm like Appalachian Commercial Real Estate is able to do for the whole entire commercial real estate picture. Because I know you do a lot of the buying and selling side of it, but a lot of this is also management between tenants and landlords, commercial property management, things along those lines. How have you grown your company to incorporate so many more opportunities within that relationship that you may have with someone?
Yeah, so we primarily do three or four things: buying and selling. We represent landlords and tenants, consulting, and management. So working back through all of those, just as you would when you buy or sell a home, commercial real estate is no different. So if you're buying or selling a commercial real estate asset, whether it's vacant or occupied, you should have an agent and an advocate on your behalf. So we work in the same way that the residential folks work in that capacity. The same is true of the landlord and tenant relationship. So if you're not buying the real estate, then you're leasing the real estate. And so we represent both landlords, those that have space available for lease, and tenants, those that want to go into the space, advocating for their positions. On the landlord side, a good example of that is we do what's called landlord rep for the Standard. Most of the folks in the community know that there's four commercial spaces built into that project. We've leased two of the four, and we have two still available. So we're working with, we haven't had any local tenants. We've been able to bring some new tenants to the High Country and get those deals done, and hopefully in the fall, those folks will open. The third being consulting. You know, sometimes you just don't necessarily need representation per se, but you just need someone who's knowledgeable, just like you would call, you know, your attorney or your CPA if you had a question. You know, when it involves commercial real estate, it's pretty complex. So if you have a question or concern, that we have the knowledge to answer, be happy to talk with you. And just depending on the complexity there, may, you know, charge an hourly rate. The newest thing that we've gotten into and seeking to get into is third-party management focused on commercial real estate assets. Folks in the community will see a sign from Charlotte. At centers like Highland Commons or New Market Center. And so what we're really trying to do is just represent our own, right? We want folks in this community to know that there's a 828 number tied to that asset. And so, you know, there are out-of-town investors that will buy commercial real estate assets and want that local management company. And while we have plenty of friends that do it on the student housing side of things, and apartments, we want to be able to do that for commercial real estate assets, such as, you know, shopping centers, retail, office buildings, that kind of thing.
James Milner, the president and CEO of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. And James, as you deal with clients that come from outside of the area that are looking to maybe make those investments in the high country, what are the things typically that they are looking for, or those driving demographics that make someone want to invest money and to develop property in this area?
Well, a lot of it is similar to the residential side. I think there's location, right? We see a lot of companies that are coming to the high country that are gravitating towards downtown. You know, downtown seems to be the pedestrian-oriented area of our community. It's in close proximity to the university, and so a lot of retailers like that downtown. They also look for, you know, primarily over the last decade plus, have looked for opportunities on Blown Rock Road, right? Because they want that high traffic count. They want to be in the mix with all the other retailers. And then it goes into kind of core neighborhood centers, whether that's, you know, Shops at Shadowline or New Market Center or Watauga Village. So location has a lot to do with it. Obviously, price is pretty important. They want to pay a fair, marketable rent as compared to other properties that have been leasing. One of the things that we do at the Standard that's a little easier for us there than other, say, mom and pop landlords is a concept called tenant improvement allowance, where the landlord is giving cash to help the tenant build out that space. So one of the concerns of retailers or users of space is the condition to which they're getting the space and how much money is it going to take to get it open and operational. We've heard that concern a lot because then that plays into our trades and our general contractors. When one of the difficulties that the community seems to have is having those general contractors and trades to do the tenant improvement work, our professionals like engineers, architects, and then obviously working with the town of Boone, planning inspections department. So it's all fluid and very moving, but those are some of the concerns that people mentioned to me.
James Milner joining us here today on Mind Your Business. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with more with our program's namesake, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sponsoring Mind Your Business each and every week, brought to you by the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning, presented to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, joined by James Milner, President and CEO of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, talking all things commercial real estate here in the high country. What is the right climate for new investors coming in? What are they looking for, and how overall, a commercial realtor can help you make some of the decisions that you need to make if you're considering moving your business into a location. And James, I think that's the next area I would like to go with you, is if you've got advice to give to somebody who maybe has that business that's been operating out of the house, and they are thinking, hey, during COVID, I've been able to really get my stuff together here, and I'm ready to branch out into a location, or maybe it's because of a spatial need that somebody is looking for a facility to move into. What would be some of those quick things that you would advise folks to be considering as they start down that road? Anything from cost to timing? You mentioned prior to the break a little bit about the town of Boone and working with municipalities on governance. What kinds of things do you as a commercial broker offer to people in those kinds of conversations?
I mean, it's the process, right? So we've worked with solo entrepreneurs all the way to large corporations. From representing landlords, you know, I think when we talk to tenants, we want to have a very good idea of their business plan. So if you don't have a written business plan, I think it's important that you have one. that you know where your financials are. So working with your CPA to know what, for example, what did you do last year in gross sales? What, you know, having an understanding of what you truly can afford. Again, it's a little similar to a house, right? You want to go over buy on the house, shouldn't go over buy on space. We want businesses in the high country to be sustainable, right? And not overpay for space only to have that conversation with their landlord, you know, 6 or 12 months down the road, saying I can't, you know, afford the economics here. At the end of the day, David, we're just part of a team, right? We want to work with your attorney. We want to work with your CPA and give guidance in a very holistic approach. However, we understand the process. We understand a lot of the language that is used. And ultimately, we want businesses to be successful and sustainable.
As you have had conversations with landlords and tenants here in this COVID era, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, and you actually helped the chamber provide some guidance on this topic a few months ago, really at the height of all of the, I guess, that first month of payments that came without business. Again, advice to folks that may be now realizing, hey, you know, I've gotten back open. My revenues aren't where they need to be. I need to start looking for some relief opportunities. What do you say to that person in terms of, again, the process of having a quality conversation with a landlord in a situation like that?
Well, certainly have to have an open line of community. If you're the tenant, you need to have, and really if you're the landlord, you need to be willing to have open lines of communication with either side. And good communication. You have, again, it's a relationship. The landlord-tenant relationship is just that. You, from the landlord's perspective, we have seen a lot of what the industry is calling blend and extend, or you know they'll give a form of abatement for a few months and then add that time period on to the end of the lease. There's a lot of creativity if you can have that conversation. I also think it's important for, if you're the tenant, you know, you own the business, you know, not only are you having this conversation with your landlord, but you also need to render it to writing. You can't just have these conversations on a handshake or an email. You know, work with an attorney to document what you're going to do and how your lease is going to change. Have some type of lease amendment, for example.
And all of that to protect both parties involved, I know, and especially as we're working in fluid times with situations that sometimes are not predictable from 1 week to the next, let alone a month to the next. It's important to have all of that information. And again, we'll share again the document that James and his crew helped us find and use as a reference point on this tenant-landlord relationship. We'll share that again at boonchamber.com in a way that is up toward the top, so to speak, so you can see that, and we'll link that in this Mind Your Business podcast link as well. James, I know that your logo has been around town. You're a busy guy. You mentioned the Standard. You've also been working with the town of Boone on some large properties as well. There has been some publicly written here recently about the transaction at the Public Works location, which is on King Street up toward basically right across from Boone Point, if you wanted to use a point of reference for that. What can you tell us about the development of that property or where that transaction is right now, and how is it different for you to work with a city versus maybe say an individual investor?
Well, I'm very honored to have the opportunity to represent the town of Boone on not only the Public Works property but also their police department, Council of Chambers property on Blowing Rock Road. And you know, the town went through a process. You know, people applied and gave qualifications and counsel made a decision. Very fortunate to be under contract on the public works property. It is scheduled to close early August. One of the things that I think it's important for folks to know is that you probably won't see much change there for a number of years. Town and the buyer have agreed to a sale leaseback component where the town will lease that facility back from the buyer for a minimum of 2 years up to possibly five as the town begins to work on their process of the new government center on the Bullitt Farm property. You know, that area is interesting, right? That intersection between, say, Daniel Boone in Restaurant and Boone Point on King Street. You're starting to see the Forum project next door. We did represented the tenant for Juniper James Bridal at the Forum. There'll be another tenant in that project. Hopefully we'll see a permit pulled for a new hotel development across the street. And so I think, you know, not that it's necessarily an expansion of downtown, but that retail corridor is trying to expand, maybe connecting downtown to, say, a new market center, certainly in a more pedestrian-oriented ability. Still have the Bull and Rock Road property available, has its challenges, but we believe that there is a developer that will purchase and develop that site so that ultimately the town can move forward as they work on the government complex.
Well, and certainly transactions like that have a lot of this must happen before this must happen type of thing. So again, another reason why you want qualified and professional teams working on your behalf if you're involved in any of these kinds of things. James, real quick before we let you go, let folks know how they may be able to get in touch with you. Should they have any questions or desire to enter a relationship that you may be able to help them with?
Yeah, I'm real active on social media. Personally and business-wise, but you can check our website out at www.appalachiancre.com. You can shoot me an email at james@appalachiancre.com or just give me a call at 828-719-0408.
Well, excellent. Well, we appreciate your time here this morning. Fascinating information. I think some of that info that people have always wondered may not have always had the insight in, but certainly you've answered some questions today that will provide a little bit of insight into how this community is being developed and who helps make that possible. So thanks for your time here this morning. Thanks for your support of this program, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks, David.
All right, that's James Milner, President and CEO of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. And that does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Tune in right here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce saying good day.